Tan, had been talking to his squads, and knew that Hammond Pork was thinking about it too. Oh, he was fine when people were watching him, but lately he'd been resting more and skulking in corners. Old rats were driven out, to lurk around by themselves and go rotten and funny in the head. Soon there would be another leader. Peaches wished she could make him understand one of the thoughts of Dangerous Beans, but the old rat didn't much like talking to females. He'd grown up thinking females weren't for talking to. The thought was, we are the changelings. We are not like other rats. Chapter 4. The important thing about adventures, thought Mr. Bunsey, was that they should not be so long as to make you miss mealtimes. From Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure. The kid and the girl and Morris were in a large kitchen. The kid could tell it was a kitchen because of the huge black iron range in the chimney breast and the pans hanging on the walls and the long scarred table. What it didn't seem to have was what a kitchen traditionally had, which was food. The girl went to a metal box in the corner and fumbled around her neck for a string, which, it turned out, held a big key. "You can't trust anybody," she said, "and the rats steal 100 times what they eat, the devils." "I don't think they do," said the kid. 10 times at most." "You know all about rats all of a sudden?" said the girl, unlocking the metal case. "Not all of a sudden. I learnt it when, ow, that really hurt." "Sorry about that," said Morris. "I accidentally scratched you, did I?" He tried to make a face which said, "Don't be a complete twerp, okay," which is quite hard to do with a cat head. Melissa gave him a suspicious look and then turned back to the metal box. "There's some milk that's not gone hard yet, and a couple of fish heads," she said, peering inside. "Sounds good to me," said Morris. "What about your human?" "Him? He'll eat any old scraps." "There's bread and sausage," said the girl, taking a can from the metal cupboard. "We're all very suspicious about the sausages. There's a tiny bit of cheese, too, but it's rather ancestral." "I don't think we should eat your food if it's so short," said the kid. "We have got money. Oh, my father says it'd reflect very badly on the town if we weren't hospitable. He's the mayor, you know." "He's the government," said the kid. The girl stared at him. "I suppose so," she said. "Funny way of putting it. The town council makes the laws, really. He just runs the place and argues with everyone, and he says we shouldn't have any more rations than any other people, to show solidarity in these difficult times. It was bad enough that tourists stopped visiting our hot baths, but the rats have made it a lot worse." Melissa took a couple of saucers from the big kitchen dresser. "My father says if we're all sensible, there will be enough to go round," she went on, "which I think is very commendable. I entirely agree. But I think that once you've shown solidarity, you should be allowed just a little extra. In fact, I think we get a bit less than everyone else. Can you imagine? Anyway." "So you really are a magical cat, then," she finished, pouring the milk into a saucer. It oozed rather than gushed, but Morris was a street cat and could drink milk so rotten it would try to crawl away. "Oh, yes, that's right, magical," he said, with a yellow-white ring around his mouth. For 2 fish heads, he'd be anything for anyone. "Probably belonged to a witch, I expect, with a name like Griselda or one of those names," said the girl, putting the fish heads on another saucer. "Yeah, right, Griselda, right," said Morris, not raising his head. "Who lived in a gingerbread cottage in the forest, probably." "Yeah, right," said Morris. And then, because he wouldn't be Morris if he couldn't be a bit inventive, he added, "Only it was a crispbreads cottage, 'cause she was slimming. Very healthy witch, Griselda." The girl looked puzzled for a moment. "That's not how it should go," she said. "Sorry, I tell a lie. It was gingerbread, really," said Morris quickly. "Someone giving you food was always correct. And she had big warts, I'm sure." "Miss," said Morris, trying to look sincere, "some of those warts had so much personality, they used to have friends of their own." "What's your name, miss?" "Promise not to laugh." "All right. After all, there might be more fish heads." "It's Melissa." "Oh. Are you laughing?" she said in a threatening voice. "No," said Morris, mystified. "Why should I?" "You don't think it's a funny name?" Morris thought about the names he knew. Hammond Pork, Dangerous Beans, Dark Tan, Sardines. "Sounds like an ordinary kind of name to me," he said. Melissa gave him another suspicious look, but turned her attention to the kid, who was sitting with the usual happy, faraway smile he wore.